Well, and Al Bonowitz, I don't know if you saw this article that we ran from him
last week.
Yeah, he said that media is playing a big role this year. Pictures, videos, Facebook, Twitter. Do you think that that's true? Or rather, I guess maybe, I don't know, I know that you're pretty well read in other travel publications, but is it true for international living? Do you think it's this is where things are going now and that people should be considering Facebook, Twitter, photos, videos?
Absolutely. I agree with Al 100% that both in the wider publishing world but also in international living, you know, the thing is there are these publications, traditional ones, the ink and paper ones, they're trying to figure out this new world that we inhabit today and how are they going to deal with the web? How do they keep their print publications, which depend almost entirely on ad revenue, how do they keep those alive? But at the same time, how do they grow online where stuff is free? The answer seems to be evolving, but evolving in the direction that they're providing content that's complementary. So they're trying to appeal to maybe one audience online and another audience in print, and then they're creating as much crossover as possible. So they want the people that find them online to say, oh, this online stuff is great, but I wonder if I should buy their magazine. That sounds pretty cool. And then they want the people who already have the magazine to be going online and accessing additional content and interacting with the publication that way. And so the upshot of all this is, again, good news for travel writers because it is demanding a lot more content than they ever had before. And this is certainly true in international living as well as at almost every other established publication out there. You know, we used to just have our editors writing X number of articles a month, and I mean, originally they probably wrote one article a month, and now, you know, we have a print publication, so an editor or a writer, it doesn't have to be one of our editors, but a writer on the ground somewhere might be writing one article for our print publication, but at the same time we might be asking them for one or two short little pieces that are kind of on a related subject for our daily e-letter, which is our international living postcards. And then in addition, we're saying, well, while you're there, can you take your flip camera or take your iPhone camera or whatever it might be and do a little video commentary for us, too, that kind of teases your print story or teases those little postcard e-letter articles that you've done for us. I mean, we are really trying to integrate all that different kind of media. And as I said, we're not alone. Everybody's doing this. And Al made the point in his article that if you can provide that extra material to an editor, that makes you extra valuable. And I think that is absolutely true. I completely agree with that. And the good news, again, I'm just full of good news. The good news here is that it is really no different to put together a little video clip kind of thing than it is to conceive a little travel article. The same rules apply. So sort of you might be thinking, well, I don't know, I can barely use this camera. I don't know what I'm doing. Well, you're already on the ground. You're figuring out what your little story is that you're going to write down. Essentially what you need to do is just turn your camera on and let it show what you're seeing. You know, that the idea behind this kind of video is that it is bringing a story to life. So you don't need to do anything that you wouldn't already do, even if you were just on vacation and you were going to bring it home for your own memory, really, you know, your own posterity. You'd film, hey, this is where I am, and you'll notice this and this and this. It's pretty cool. That's almost enough, you know. So this is not something that people need to fret about doing, but I think it's an easy way to add value to you as a package for an editor.
Okay, great.